Hey guys, this is Woody Gates. I'm the Growth Groups Director here at the Grove Church, and I'm just so excited that we're taking some time to make an audio version of our fall devotional. Our heart behind this is just to make this as accessible as possible. We know that you guys are busy. For you parents out there, sometimes the only time you can read is an audio book in the car, and so this is a resource for you, and hopefully it's beneficial. We're just going to start out with this introductory chapter, where basically all I'm doing is kind of reading the extracurriculars. And so we have a little introduction to the spiritual disciplines and a couple other extra things. And first, here is a message from Pastor John.
Dear church, I am thrilled to begin our new journal and sermon series with you. This new Field Notes, Lessons from Prophets and Apprentices, is going to be awesome. And this is an invitation to take a closer look at the lives of key figures in Scripture and consider what God would say to you about your own life through them. And we've thoughtfully chosen these particular biblical characters because you can study them in 1 week. And I challenge you to not only read this journal, but also to come on Sunday mornings and hear the message that's connected with them, as well as get in a growth group. That growth group is such an important part of this journey. There's a three-pronged approach to this, and I pray that you'll do that, then we can encourage one another in His Word and His truth. Engaging with Scripture daily and gathering with the church community on Sundays and in small groups will reinforce your spiritual journey, and it'll really help you grow. And that's what I'm most excited about. I'm praying for you and for our entire church as we learn to live and surrender and be led by God. And I'm also excited for myself as I take this journey with you. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." And I'm believing for this. I believe God's going to do a great thing in your life and mine. Let's lean in together and see what God would do in our lives and our church through this series.
How to get the most out of the next 11 weeks. This journal is more than just a resource. It's an invitation. An invitation to step into the lives of men and women whose stories are woven throughout the pages of Scripture. It is a chance to discover who Jesus truly is and to build a stronger relationship with Him. It is a journey into the heart of the good news and to understand its profound impact and why it remains so vital today. The dedicated authors and collaborators behind this journal invested countless hours in prayer, research, and reflection. With careful attention, we selected a diverse set of biblical figures, from prophets and leaders to servants and apprentices, whose lives offer both challenge and encouragement. The result is a thoughtful and engaging tool designed to help you read with curiosity, reflect deeply, and respond with a heart open to transformation. Here are a few simple ways to get the most out of this journey and allow these ancient lives to shape your life today. Sign up for a growth group. Bring your journal to your growth group. Bring your journal to the weekly service along with your Bible. Find a consistent, quiet place to work into the rhythm of your life. Read the daily devotionals after you do the daily reading. Try to stay consistent each day with the reading, but if you miss a day, that's okay. Implement the weekly spiritual discipline. And lastly, don't forget to slow down and leave room to hear from God. Heart, soul, and mind, practicing the spiritual disciplines. When Jesus is asked to state the greatest commandment, he responds, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Matthew 22:37. In this command, Jesus highlights the various facets that make up our whole being, emphasizing that every part of us should be dedicated to loving the Lord. To truly follow Jesus, we must strive to engage our whole being, heart, soul, and mind, in our love and devotion to God. The spiritual disciplines at the beginning of each week are your opportunity to do just that. Jesus modeled a life of unceasing worship to God. Whether eating, drinking, walking, praying, loving, or living, Jesus did everything in constant, unending worship to the Father. He invites us into that same joy and peace through His way, calling us to follow Him wholeheartedly. Each week, we provide a spiritual discipline to challenge yourself in your fellowship to Jesus. It is important to note that these descriptions and practical options are far from exhaustive, which is why we did an entire journal dedicated to spiritual disciplines in 2022. That being said, we encourage you to seek further direction through mentors, growth groups, and personal study to fully understand the beauty and depth of these ancient rhythms. Also notice the word rhythm. Spiritual disciplines are not a means to an end. They are meant to intentionally and regularly draw close to the Father and align our lives to His design for us. They are not meant to be practiced once a year when your church encourages it. Following Jesus is the accumulation of countless decisions on a monthly, weekly, and daily basis. This is the type of faithfulness that leads to true love, joy, and peace.